their strength. They will mark up like eagle. They will run, but they will never faint. Hallelujah. Every day, every time, when you come before God or the throne of grace, you renew your security. Hallelujah. Amen. Watch this. When you read the book of Psalm 90, where it says, who dwelleth the secret place? If you come into the house of God, you hide yourself under the canopy of the Lord God of Almighty. Devil cannot touch you because you are the umbrella of the Lord God of hosts, the Lord God of Almighty. That is why the Bible said, the just shall live by faith. We call us believers. We call us Christians. Hallelujah. So, every time, from Genesis to Revelation, talk much about faith. And we feed our church members word of faith. So tonight, we are talking about faith. So we need to activate. Your faith must be grow to the certain point that when you speak, something will happen instant. Amen. When you pray, after prayer, when you go home, you receive a good resource. Don't come here and pray and go home nothing or without seeing miracle. Because anything concerned about your breakthrough is in the word of God. Anything concerned about your blessing is the word of God. So always we preach the word of God to you. You need to open your spirit and your heart and receive it. Amen. When you read the book of Matthew chapter 21, verse number 18 to 22. Book of Matthew chapter 21, verse 18 to 22. Now in the morning as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only. And said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon this fig tree withered away. Verse 21. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. Verse 22. Verse 22. If you believe, you receive whatever you ask for in prayers. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Amen. Amen. So the answer of your problem is in your own hands. Because Jesus has shown us the way how we can receive our blessing from God. So here it tells me that there's no need for me to complain again. Because this is the right way. If you believe without doubting, whatsoever you ask in prayers, that's what Monday prayers is for: healing, deliverance, breakthrough, all kinds of blessings that we talk about. So if you believe, when you open your mouth and pray, you know what you prayed for. But if you don't believe, when we start to pray, or if you don't have any idea for prayers, you open your mouth to utter any word. But if you believe, you say, Lord, this is my heart desire, and I want you to bless me with this. When you open your mind by faith, because every time you quote the book of Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form. And Bible speak. Bible says he spoke the word, let there be light. And there was a light. There is a power in your tongue. There is a power in your mouth. Death and life lies the power in your tongue. Whatever you say, it happens to your life. So when you open your mouth, talk about positive, not negative. Praise the Lord. Because if you believe, whatever you ask in prayers, you shall receive it. If you always say, I'm dying, you will die before your time. I am a poor man, I don't have. Every day you don't have, you have it. You need to proclaim good news concerned about your life. I am blessed, not a curse. I am head, not a tail. I am a successful man, not a failure. I am a good report, not a bad report. If you believe, whatever you pray or you ask for, you shall receive it. So from today, open your mouth and proclaim good news for yourself. By faith, the just shall live by faith. I have it. Physically, you don't have it in your pocket. By faith, you've got it. So I have it in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the just shall live by faith. I will move by faith, not by sight. I will move by faith, not by circumstances. I will move by faith, not the things surrounding me. When you move by faith, not by sight, your faith will bring you sources. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So from now, I won't talk negative. Though I am in pain, but I'm still continuing to pray that I am healed. Though I'm sick, but my faith tells me that I am healed. Because by the his stripes and we have been healed. So I believe that I am healed. And you, when you activate your faith in that way, healing will come because you believe God. Jesus Christ came on this earth. He died for the purpose. Bible saying he by his stripes and you have been healed. So if you know what is in the Bible and you present before God, believe it and expect it from God. Hallelujah. That is why Bible said Jesus, early in the morning he saw the fig tree. He pronounced a word. So from today going, nobody can eat it from this fruit. So when you speak life, life will come. When you speak death, death will come. So whatever you mention, it will happen to your life. So don't open your mouth and curse your babies. Don't open your mouth and curse your wife. Don't open your mouth and curse your husband. Don't open, because well, as soon as you open your mouth, it will work. When you, Bible said, whatsoever we shall loose on this earth shall loose in heaven. And whatsoever we shall bound on this earth, we shall bound in heaven. Another version says it's already bound. It's already loose. So as soon as we say loose by the name of the Lord Jesus, so it's already what? Loose. Amen. When the disciples saw this, they were amazed. How did this fig tree wither so quickly? So instant. So when you pray, believe God for instant breakthrough, instant healing, instant success, instant favor. Hallelujah. People will complain, but you won't complain anymore. Because you believe that your God shall supply all your needs. When you activate your faith based on this scripture, when you go to your workshop or your work site, you say, I pronounce blessing into this land. Come what may, this land, barren land, will be produced. You bear a fruit in the name of Jesus. Bible said that when the Spirit of the Lord came upon prophet Ezekiel, he moved him into the realms of the spirit, enter into the dry bones, hopeless situation, and he spoke the word, said, thou seest the Lord, you dry bones, I command the breath from north, south, east, and west, come and enter into these dry bones. Praise the Lord. And all of a sudden, the breath came, and the dry the bones, everything joined together. Hallelujah. By words. So watch what you say, or what your mouth said. If you say something, believe that whatever, whether it's good or bad, it will happen to your life. So from now, don't pronounce bad concern. Oh, I am poor. You are not a poor. You are not a poor. Oh, I'm a beggar. You are not a beggar. I am sick. You are not sick. I am in trouble. You are not in trouble. Oh, yes. Think big. Talk big. Say something. Because God created this world out of the sea. When you pronounce blessing, the thing you never seen it, say it into your spirit. Pronounce it by faith and move, it will come. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree. Hallelujah. It means the Lord has done something already. But if you keep on believe, activate your faith. Another blessing also will come. Hello. Not this one. Not this tree. Even mountain, your faith can move it. Amen. I don't know your mountain. Or the mountain, your problem like a mountain in front of you. But you need to speak the word. Because Jesus spoke to that fig tree. So from today going, nobody can eat it from this fruit or this tree. But Bible said, the next day or that particular time, spiritual and physically, something happened. So from now, if you believe that your problem is no more there, and you still believe God, another thing said, no, from today, I am expecting something new from you, God. I am healed, but I'm expecting long life and good health from you, God, because according to your word, let me tell you something. There are some things, there's no need for you to pray much. Only faith. All the time you talk about this woman, the blood issue woman, Not prayer. She didn't pray. She activated her faith. Just like that. There's time for prayers and there's time for activating. There's time for action. There's time for move. If your spirit tells you move straight, don't doubt. Go straight. When the spirit, when you wake up in the morning, Holy Ghost tells you, go to this man and ask him, go straight. Good morning, sir. I need this by faith. He will give it to you by force. Because Your faith and your spirit is working. Don't kill your spirit and don't kill your faith. Move by faith. Praise the Lord. If you believe and not and do not doubt. So this, the word doubt in here, killing us. It's like when you use pencil to write something and you erase it. When you erase the whole thing, you can't find that word again. So people come to the house of God and pray, but when they step out, they still activate unbelieving and doubting. So your prayer becomes meaningless. Amen. Don't doubt. Though the problem is so huge, don't look at the problem. You move by faith, not by sight. You move by faith, not by the circumstances. The circumstances put fear on you. Everything surrounding proves that you can't make it. But stand boldly and declare, I know my Redeemer liveth. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. There's nothing that can put me down. I will move and possess my possessions. The book of Exodus, chapter number 40, verse 15, Bible tells Moses, Moses, why are you crying for help? This time is not time for complaining. This time is not time for murmuring. This time is not time for crying. Move by faith what it is in your hands. He said, rod, don't forget. The same rod I used to perform signs and wonders before you and Pharaoh. You do forget yourself that there's a power is in your hands. Why don't you activate the power and authority to the Red Sea? Bible said that he stretched from the sword into the Red Sea, and all of a sudden, by faith and by the mountain, by the power and authority from on high, Bible said the Red Sea departed into two. Activate your faith. Sister, you will die, you will live. I tell you by the power of God, you won't die. You are part, you are not part of. You deserve to live long and declare the words of God. Fear is torment. Don't be afraid. Move by faith. May Jehovah activate your faith tonight. May Jehovah increase your faith tonight. May Jehovah empower you tonight so that you can move by faith the rest of your life. There's a power in your tongue. When you say something and you believe, it will come. Amen and amen. Amen. So from today, if you don't have money, believe God and proclaim something and declare something. Amen. That was a time in my country, Mama Fundis, one of us, Mama Fundis. There's no money in the house. In my country, it's different from here. Everybody wake up and cook food and you don't cook. People think that you are poor. You don't have it. They started to laugh at you. People talk much about you. Hey, look at this Mama Fundis. She calls herself as a Christian, but she don't have money. So she make a plan to put water into the silver and put a stone into it and cover it so that everybody will see that Mama Fundis also cook the food. Yes! We talk about faith, not by sight. Are you clear? Yes. Bless you. And enter into her room and pray to God. Say, my God, you are my supplier. Make a way for me. Glorify your daughter and let that daughter also glorify thee. I believe you. You are my provider. Within seconds, somebody knocked the door. Mama Fundis, I will come to visit you. So it touches me for me to give you this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't doubt. Believe your God. There was a time a lady, Christian, powerful Christian, he looking for baby, he prayed for baby and started to, well, you call it maternity in my country. I don't know the way you can use genes and this thing. Every day she well maternity, but there is no baby in her womb. No Jesus. Every day well maternity, expecting God for miracle. Meanwhile, the thing is not there, but her faith tells her that is there. And by the power and by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and he also activate her faith, God also give her a baby. Amen. The peace of God is foolish in the sight of this world. When you move by faith, people will tell you, ah, this brother, are you crazy? Amen. So tonight, when you go home, practice it. Move by faith. Don't look at the situation and limit yourself. Don't go home after prayers and go and cry. You delete your prayers. Don't delete it. Activate it. Say, Lord, according to your word, confirm it. So note these three alone. The next thing, you move the mountain. Hallelujah. So when you activate your faith, not only one blessing, more than two, three will come at the same time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, but also you can say to another, this thing, say, this thing, it will work for me. When you claim your money, go and buy a plot and build your house there. When you build your house, buy another car. Claim blessing by faith. Praise the Lord. Not this one, but you can also move the mountains. Go, throw yourself into the sea. When you speak, it will work and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Amen. If you believe. My dear sister, believe God. My brother, believe God. Believe God. Believe God. Open your mouth and declare. Say something. Do something. Amen. I claim this by faith. It works. The thing is not there, but claim it by faith. By faith. When you said it, it will come. May Jehovah bless you. Amen. There was a time I asked a lady here, Pastor, me, I don't want to fly you. I'm afraid. I'm afraid to fly. So you don't want to move with a fellow play. Every day you want to stay South Africa only. It means that she will never plan to go to maybe America or London. Some people want to travel to all over the world. This woman wants to stay in Chochombe until she die. I won't do that. When the opportunity comes, fly. When the times comes, go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because if you believe whatever you ask in prayer, then you shall be received it. May God bless you. Let's be on our feet. Be specific about one thing. Only one thing. Maybe you need money. Don't forget, prophet told the widow, say, widow, go and borrow verses, not few, but borrow much. Hello. So if you want to claim something, claim big things. So when you go to borrow verses, don't borrow a few verses, but borrow much. Amen. So expect great things from God tonight. If you need car, believe God. Say, my God shall supply. Every blessed day, say, my God shall supply. My God shall supply. My God shall supply. My God shall supply. He will supply you. Open your mouth and pray in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, tonight, I pray for the Lord. Father, we talk about the faith tonight. I believe you in the name of Jesus.
You said it in your
word.
Tonight,
pray for comfortable place.
Jesus,
pray for nice place. Pray for peaceful land. Pray for peaceful business. Pray for peaceful things. Pray for breakthrough in the name of Jesus.
Pray
for your healing. Activate your faith in the name of Jesus by the power of the anointing.
That I've been praying for.
Pray in the name of Jesus. Please give me the book of Proverbs chapter 10 verse number 24. There are some things nobody can do it for you. Always, I use this word, life cannot give you what you desire, but what you fight for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are some things, if you don't fight it, it won't come. Amen.
Amen.
Give me the book of Proverbs chapter number 10 verse 24. Proverbs. What the wicked. Okay, I don't like this one. I'm looking for this one. What the righteous desire will be granted. Some people, if you don't have the desire, the Lord will never grant it something for you.
Mm.
Unless you have a desire.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
I desire this. Mm. I want this.
Mm.
Desire something.
Jesus.
Before you open your mouth and pray.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
So what the righteous desire will be granted.
In Jesus' name.
So if you believe whatever you desire, it will come.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank so God. Desire something.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you open your mouth and pray by faith, it will come. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Lord of God, the Spirit of the Living God, the power of God. The Lord will never cut it off. The Lord will accomplish what it will fulfill it for you. The Lord will do it for you in the name of Jesus. What the righteous desire will be granted. Lord, I desire a car. I desire a house. I desire a flat. I desire in the name of Jesus, long life for good health. I desire a rotten pain. I desire in the name of Jesus. Lord, I want peace. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, it is my heart desire for you to change my destiny. It is my high desire for the Lord will lift my path. The Lord will bless and promote me. The Lord will change my life and change my destiny. It is my high desire. I don't know your high desire. May Jehovah grant it for you tonight. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank God we talk about the desire of the righteous be granted for you. If you want business success, you want your business to become successful business, come forward, let us pray for you. Talk about business, successful business. If you want your business to become successful, come and let us pray for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And financial success.
In Jesus' name.
Financial breakthrough. Come forward, let us pray for you. The man of God is here. This man of God, please come and let pray for them for us. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Financial sources, business sources. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Don't forget, if you believe whatever you ask,
Jesus,
so in prayers, you shall receive it. And the next thing here also that what the righteous desire.
Jesus.
Your heart desire.
Jesus.
If you pray to God by faith,
in Jesus' name.
Amen. So open your mouth and pray to God that from today you want your business be flourish. You want your finance become successful. You need financial. Listen to me. I believe one word in the Bible, the book of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 36. 6, verse 33. Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness first. The rest is bonus for you. So if you believe God, and when you read the book of John, whether 1 John, 3 John, verse 2, he said that, I pray thee ye be prosper in good health, as your soul also prosper. So prosperity is our portion. After seeking the kingdom of God, the rest is for prosperity. The rest is for prosperity. So open your mouth and pray to God that, Lord, I want to be a successful man. I want my business to flourish. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray. Lord of God, the Spirit of the living God, the power of God, Father, I see financial sources. I need a financial breakthrough. In the name of God, please pray for them for us. Yes, Apostle, pray for them right now. In the name of Jesus, yes, say for your hands upon your life. Bless them one by one. May Jehovah activate their business. May Jehovah bless them. We need everybody to become successful financially, business. In the name of Jesus, may Jehovah bless you. May Jehovah bless you. By faith, receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in Jesus' name by faith. If you believe, God this dream of victory. If you believe, you can remove mountains. You can bless them. Your business will increase.
money. When you talk about money, you feel good to give to support. The work of God, you feel good to support others. We need financial breakthrough. We need business breakthrough. Pray for successful in marriage and a business. Pray for successful business. In the name of Jesus, let your business and all these things will be given to you. Your business, the Lord will give it to you. Your money, the Lord will give it to you. Financially, we are doing your financial status. After seeking the kingdom of God and his righteous professor, I pray for abundance of the truth. I pray for abundance of success. Business
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you are sick, come forward. We pray for healing and good health.
Jesus.
And lastly, the relationship between your family and your marriage also. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Listen, the love with your partner we need to be increased, not decrease. Some marriage, when we enter, you can't find love, peace, joy anymore. But they live together as a married couple. That's no peace. The home has been broken already about some years, but they live together. Amen. So come forward, let us pray for you. We need, if you need healing, good health. Two, relationship with your family. If you don't have, if you've got problem with your father or your mother, come forward. Let us pray, because from today going, we want peace comes into your home. In Jesus' name, amen. And lastly, this listener, what the name of that? Mami, you have some more one. Okay. I don't know today, she's not here. But God, it's good news that for that one, it's not a big deal. Please stretch forth your hands upon their lives. We talk about faith tonight. May their faith bring their high desire. Open your mouth and pray for them. Father, in the man of God, please pray for them for us. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray. Lebre si andala baba sinde lebre makatuba ba lima sibri abakatuba si endele osukutu leakaba sebe andaya lebala baba sinde lebre osu Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray. Lord, tonight is our night. Lord, tonight is our night. Lord, tonight is our night. Lebre sibri kaboshwa kayan kamba katugele suta babe reakamaya samande lebre. Jesus, receive the touch. Jesus, receive your healing. Jesus, receive peace. Jesus, receive long life. Jesus, receive your miracle. Jesus, receive every revelation. Rabasaba Katanayabe. Let the over half mercy on you. Let the over
never touches you. He never performs wonders. Great is a miracle. You do miracles so great. So, oh my God, yes, you know the best for us. You know the best for our baby. You know the best for our brother. You know the best for our dear sister. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Please, V3. We are about to enter into success.
I receive
from
it.
From now, what the Lord has revealed to me concerning about the church, get ready, please.
Jesus.
If you don't have faith, it's not our fault.
Mm.
Men of God, we have done our best.
Mm.
The rest is for you. Please.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Because the Lord has revealed something, a lot of things. Good ones, not bad ones. A lot of blessing has started in this ministry. Whether you are young or old or whatever, therefore, amen.
Thank you.
Let
Jesus.
Us pray for our dear sister, Mamia. Amen.
Amen.
This one is not a bad one. Good news. There are some things. Hey. So let us pray for her. May Jehovah lift her on top. I believe the revelation. What the Lord has said.
Surely come to pass. Jesus'
name. May Jehovah lift her on top. Open your mouth and pray for that. Father, we pray for our blessed sister. Every blessing shall drop. Deposit all blessings. Give it to her. May Jehovah activate and package it as whatever she is now. Receive it. May Jehovah open your eyes, your mind, and give you wisdom, knowledge, and divine. Please take your money and pray over it by faith. Say, Lord, I'm gonna plant this seed faith money in your ministry. From now, activate and increase even the money you give to God. Don't be one way giver. If you give 10 rand, no, change it to another rounds. Believe God for breakthrough. Enlarge your course. Hallelujah. Because good measure pressed down, running over, shaking together, and the Lord returned into your bosom. So believe God for great things. When the breakthrough comes, you add it more to glorify the name of God. Amen. Open your mouth and pray over your offering.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Pray to my God tonight.
If you believe whatever you ask in prayer, you shall be receive it. We need a financial success. We need no more debt. Cancel the debt through this money. Take money by faith, because you are going to plant it into the house of God. May Jehovah cancel debt. You won't go and borrow money. Cancel it. Activate your faith and cancel it. Hit it. Turn it. Break it. Yes, from today onward, you will be a rich woman in this ministry. Claim it for yourself. When you buy and sell, people will rise. In the name of Jesus, your business will be flourishing like a tree planted by the riverside. Whether rain or shine, every time you will be received fruits. May Jehovah God bless you. Father, I bless you. Father, I glorify. Father, I honor you. Father, as we give this offering, bless it and shake it together and run it over and return into our coffers. We thank you, Lord, tonight. In Jesus' name we pray by faith. Amen. Please bring it. God bless you.